USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon, and this president signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump criticizes the French for imposing a digital tax on U.S. technology companies.
They didn't do the right thing. When they start taxing our companies, we tax our companies. They don't tax our companies.
The president also noted he prefers American wine to French wine, although he doesn't drink. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And on Capitol Hill, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's too soon to know if the House will move to impeach President Trump.
We will consider what we have to consider, including whether we should recommend articles of impeachment to the House. That's the job of our committee. We may decide to recommend articles of impeachment at some point. We may not. That remains to be seen.
The House goes on their August recess and will not be in session until September. North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan, the first such test since the meeting last month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Gordon Chang is a columnist with the Daily Beast, and he tells Fox News,
"These tests, although they're short-range, John, they are violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions, as were the missiles that were fired off in May by North Korea. And clearly, North Korea thinks it can escalate without cost. And until we start enforcing those resolutions, North Korea will be right."
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Rift? What rift? That's according to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, downplaying a meeting she had with New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
Europe's dealing with problems, including travel disruptions, from one of its worst heat waves ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The travel problems began on Thursday, especially disrupting rail and air travel in Britain, lasting into Friday. Technical problems at the air traffic control center there grounded many flights at the nation's two main airports. Britain, along with much of Western Europe, enduring one of its hottest days ever on Thursday, with a reading of 102 Fahrenheit recorded at Cambridge University's Botanic Garden in eastern England. Paris recorded its hottest day ever at nearly 109. Europeans and tourists were jumping into fountains, lakes, rivers, or the sea to escape the heat wave rising up from the Sahara. Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are all places where air conditioning is not typically installed in homes or stores or restaurants.
And for more news, please remember you can always find us by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News, or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.